The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
And anyone who can't decide, welcome to Not Your Cup of Tea, the only radio show where the only script is the one we throw out the window. We're coming to you live on WTBR 89.7 in Pittsfield and WSBR 88.1 in Lee, where we embrace the glorious chaos of life, one laugh at a time. Now, let's get one thing straight. If you're a delicate little snowflake who prefers quiet tea parties and gentle whispers, well, bless your heart. You might want to turn off your radio now. Seriously, go ahead. We'll wait. Still there? Okay. Just remember, this show is more unscripted than a toddler at a wedding. And who knows what Chuck and Billy will blurt out next. Expect the unexpected. We might delve into the deep philosophy of why cereal is technically a soup, or ponder the burning question, do animals laugh at us when we trip? Honestly, it's a bit of a wild card, and we wouldn't want you to melt like a snow cone in July if things get too crazy. So, whether you're driving, working out, or attempting to multitask, who are we kidding? Turn up the volume, grab your wildest snack, and get ready for a fun-filled hour of heckling each other, laughing at life's absurdities and, let's face it, a whole lot of nonsense. This is Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea. Let's dive into the hilarity. We hope you enjoy.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
All right, welcome.
Welcome
to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea.
On WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and WSBR 88.1 Lee. We're good at that, man.
Yeah, not bad.
So, yeah, today's been a day, but I'm not going to say anything. Anyways.
Today has been a day.
Yeah.
Every day has been a day.
It has. It's just a day. Me driving 11 hours to New York City was fun.
11 hours?
Yeah, because I got stuck in traffic for almost three.
Oh. Yeah, that's awesome.
Fun. Yeah, I was like,
gridlock. Hey, I had to drive to Boston yesterday.
Yeah,
and back.
It was terrible.
It's not so bad, like, you know, going in.
Yeah.
But coming out is always...
is hectic.
Yeah, it doesn't even matter what time of the day. Like, I remember I had to go to Boston, like, you know, every week for a few weeks a couple of years back.
Yeah.
And I would come home on the weekends. And no matter what time I chose... to try and leave Boston. I mean, I tried at like 12 at night. I still got caught up in traffic on the way out. And I was like, wow.
You're always like, oh, I'll do it at 3 o'clock in the morning. Why is there so much traffic?
Yeah, like, where's everybody going at 3 a.m? That's awesome.
We're going to White Castle.
Take me with you. Where are you going?
What are you doing? You going to parties or something? No, let's do this.
So I don't know if you read the news lately, but local news.
Yeah.
But, This is a real thing. I know a lot of people probably have seen this already, but how about the guy that broke into this person's house, stole their camera, then activated the camera at his own house and got caught?
Weird.
Yeah.
That's
this
funny.
Is a real thing that happened in Berkshire County.
That's crazy.
And it was almost like I really felt bad for the people whose home was violated, their privacy was violated, their house was violated. But at the same time, it was quite amusing, funny, and a little bit refreshing from what we've been hearing out of the news.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, this guy, he went in and he stole their camera, and he went home with the stuff he stole, activated the camera, a clear picture of his face, and apparently even sent the information to the police, the local police. So I have no idea, but...
Hey, I did it.
What is that show, World's Dumbest Criminals?
Yeah, that show's the best.
That's going to be on there.
It's
going to be on there.
I can't wait to see it. I'm super excited for that.
Yeah.
Can't wait for that episode.
I did watch the Unsolved Mysteries show that involved South County in the UFO
Yeah. Yeah, I watched that too.
Yeah, did you watch it?
I did.
I actually watched that, and then I went to the spot, and I was like, if you're going to come and take me now.
Yes, no probing, please.
Yeah. But it is pretty cool. There's a little plaque. There used to be a larger, like, monument thing.
They should have put an alien on it with his two fingers up.
Like, I think there was peace, an alien. Man. I think there was an alien on it, but now there's just like this little plaque where the covered bridge is where this all happened. So it's kind of neat. You'd miss it if you didn't know where it was, though, because it's kind of tucked in a little bit. And the bridge itself was rebuilt. So there was, I mean, after this all happened, there was a fire that actually took out the bridge. So they had to rebuild the bridge. You can't drive over it. There's like barrier there, but you can go down. There's two sides. There's one side you can get to and the other side you can get to, and you can walk around the area. It's pretty neat.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't been there yet. I want to check it out. When I watched it, I was like, oh, I got to go there. That looks pretty awesome. But
yeah, it's not bad.
I was actually thinking there was an alien there with his piece.
It would be pretty cool.
With a big smile on his face, like wearing a Grateful Dead shirt or something.
Take me to your leader.
Yeah. Take me to your leader.
Beep boop, beep beep boop.
Beep boop boop, beep boop, boop boop boop, beep boop boop. Like, what?
You'll start playing the music from Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Yeah.
That was, or bring the mashed potato, like the mashed potato thing.
Yeah.
Of the monument, of the mountain.
Oh, yeah.
That's a real mountain. I can't remember where it is, though.
That's funny. Mashed potato mountains.
Yay. Yeah. Yeah. But it is a real mountain. That is a real mountain. I just can't remember where it is. I could look it up, but yeah, it is. I did look it up to find out if it was real, but it is. It is a real place.
Like, I don't know. These look really good. I want to eat them, but
I don't know why I keep dreaming of this mountain. I got to make a mashed potato mountain now.
You're gonna be, like, start cooking potatoes. I'm like, yeah, that looks nice. These are good with butter.
Build a whole house out of your mashed potatoes.
Then eat it.
Then eat it.
What do you think of this? You think my architecture is really good? It's great. Watch this. Tornado
is that
hit.
Garlic?
Tornado hit. num time.
Where'd the roof go?
Those ghosts just threw out of there.
Yeah. Spring is in the air.
Somewhere.
Last week was beautiful.
Yep.
We all know that. This week was a little bit more chilly, but spring is in the air.
I don't know. After what I just heard on the radio, it's going to snow and rain.
I don't want to hear it. I didn't hear what you just said.
Nobody else did. Everybody else was probably like, turn it down.
Zip it. I got a whole bag of
zip it
for you right here.
A whole bag of
But yeah. Spring is in the air. People are, starting to kind of perk up a little bit and get outside and start doing things, and that's good. Let's just keep that momentum, and maybe we can kick old man winter right in the butt.
Yeah.
And get him out of here.
I hope so. You need to leave, dude. It's over with.
Yeah, this is the time of the year where Old Man Winter and Mother Nature are disagreeing a lot.
Yeah.
And they need to
get into an argument. They're going to get a divorce soon.
No. They always come to the brink. They come to the brink, but they never actually do it.
Yeah.
So hopefully they're gonna
work
out their differences.
They're going to hug it out.
Yeah, they're going to
hug it out. All right, I'll let it slide this time.
All right, good sport.
Here comes the sun.
Yeah.
Then you hear, dee-dee-dee-dee.
Yeah, start hearing.
Yeah, the Beatles song.
Yeah. If people start hearing trumpets in the sky, how people are.
Yeah. I'm sure people have seen Jesus up there too, going, oh, I'm here.
Well, he's been seen in Toast. I mean, he's been seen. You can see him everywhere, okay?
In
everything that is alive.
In coloring books.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
I went to Sunday school when I was a kid.
Did you?
And I used to be.
I did too, and okay, I always felt weird. I was like, where?
I was probably the most special kid.
Special.
And I'm saying that in a bad way to myself.
Special.
No, it's special.
You needed extra help.
I remember remember those wax teeth you used to get?
Yeah.
And you could chew them later?
Uh-huh.
I had the vampire teeth, and I thought I was cool, so I went in there with a towel wrapped around my neck to pretend I was a vampire.
Right.
And everybody else is all dressed up normally, and I'm just like, sitting there, staring at people.
Yeah. Hey, but when we're kids, we have an imagination, and you were just using your imagination, I guess. You know, that's what I would be doing.
And my Sunday school teacher's like, that's just a little inappropriate because vampires are evil.
Whoops.
I'm like,
I know.
Dude, you're going to bite your neck. No, couldn't do it. It fell out. And I'm like, oh. Hit the ground. I was like, where there goes that?
I used to love those at Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you'd get, remember the soda, little soda things?
The little wax soda
things?
Yeah,
the little wax. You could chew on them and taste whatever. I don't know what they made in those.
There was like asbestos in it, and you're like, nom,
yeah, there's like mercury and lead in it, and you're chewing on this wax.
Glass.
Sometimes you'd swallow it too.
From one of those old fluorescent bulbs, you're just pouring it out, and there we go. This
is going to be awesome for the kids.
Stir it up in there and put some kind of weird juice we've never had before, like toxic waste.
Yeah, this is going to be good.
We had some candy back in the day. We're just like, why are we eating this?
Yeah. I know I swallowed some of that wax before. Yeah. That could explain some things.
Wax on, wax off. Anyway.
That could explain a few things.
I knew the Karate Kid was my idea. Anyway.
It was all our ideas. Somebody heard it.
So remember what thing we were talking about last week? We were talking about Uncrustables need to make a fluffer nutters.
Oh, yeah.
So I was in the store yesterday at Walmart with my wife, and I'm like, where is it? Where is it? And I'm like yelling. She's like, why are you yelling? I was like, I want Fluffernutter sandwiches, Uncrustables. Wait a minute. We need to patent that first.
Yeah, for real. Watch. I didn't hear any feedback about it.
Yeah.
But it is a good idea.
It is.
It is an awesome idea. We need Fluffernutters.
Yeah, we need Fluffernutter Uncrustables. Come on, guys. Focus.
Yeah. And then I would buy them.
I would. I'd eat the bejesus out of them.
Yeah, I would eat those every day.
I'd probably eat the whole box in 1 hour. I'd have all of them.
All over your beard.
All my beard and my mustache. And I'm like, here you go.
Just sitting there with like all the packages laying around you.
Wrappers, and you got your hand on your belly.
Yeah.
Like, ugh. I feel like crap. You
know, going to open up all the cabinets and it's just stuffed with them.
Yeah.
It's in the freezer.
You're like, don't worry about those. Leave them alone.
That's just for in case of an emergency.
They're not a Klondike bar.
Billy, you don't have any other food in your house. Yeah, I know. It's awesome, isn't it?
I know. I've lost a lot of weight with these. And you hear when you're walking, all the water swishing in your belly.
Yeah.
Sounds like wet flip-flops.
You know that's happened to you, too.
Yeah.
When you go out to eat or something, and you're totally filled up. And then you're trying to walk to the car.
Yeah, you're like, you're like,
I don't know if I should move right now.
You're like, Or like somebody's like, you just ate. Somebody's like, hey, you want to come to dinner? And you're like, sure.
Yeah, and then what do you do?
And you're like, so good.
And then the waitress comes over and asks you if you want dessert. And you're like, I got to go.
You're like, sure.
Woo. As the tears start to well up in your eyes. Like, I can't believe I did this.
You're like, I'm going to die.
I'm going to pay for this later.
Yep. The bathroom is, anyways.
Yeah. The bathroom's going to be your buddy.
Yeah. Sorry, BR. I can't help it.
Yeah. Sorry, John.
Yeah. Sorry. Just got to get it done.
Welcome to my porcelain kingdom.
Yeah.
This is where I live.
Get horns when you sit.
Yeah.
Some guy's trying to feed you grapes. You're like, what are you in here for?
Did you ever see that movie, Why Him, with Bryan Cranston?
Yes. Where he's sitting on the bidet?
Yeah. That was like one of the best parts.
Did you ever see the bloopers?
No.
Oh my God, that's so funny. He sits here and when he comes down like this to him, he just starts dying. And he's like, okay, who? He's like, take two.
And then just starts dying. He's just trying to sit down.
He's like smirking while he's coming down. He's like,
yeah, and he can't do it.
Yeah, they couldn't do it.
I love watching the gag reels.
Oh, they're so
best part
funny.
Of watching after the movies, because you can see that they have fun doing it.
Yep.
I don't know how sometimes they can keep a straight face.
I don't either.
It's got, what, James Franco?
Yep.
Bryan Cranston?
Yep.
Kiss is in it?
Yep.
Well, a couple of the...
Yeah, it's like Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's actually them in it.
Yep.
So it's a really funny movie.
It is. It's good. I actually didn't think I was going to like it because I was like, it's going to be as dumb as Pineapple Express.
I don't know. Like, James Franco was funny in that. Like,
yeah.
He was like, he was completely like his character was completely and 100% honest. Even if it didn't like make someone else happy, he just like blurted out the truth no matter what. And it was awesome.
It was. I loved it. I liked it.
He was such a cool dude. He was just like, yeah, this is my house, and this is my stuff, and you can have that, and you can do that. And
you can live here, sleep there, and use
look,
my bidet.
Look, I put a bowling alley in just for you. It was awesome. It's got, like, a mural of the family on it.
Like, you got to see the bloopers, dude. I see him all the time, and I laugh so hard just because when he comes down,
I have
and
to see that. I didn't know they even had any.
He's like, and it's just, it's great.
I didn't even know they had any. I'm going to have to watch them, though.
Oh, my God.
I love watching the bloopers.
There's like 40 of them because he can't stop laughing. Like, he'll come down, you'll see just his neck, and then he starts bursting out laughing, then he'll come down and he's normal. And then he starts laughing. It's so funny.
Yeah, it's like some of these comedy movies, it must take forever to do. Like one scene where you just lose it,
like the part in Just Friends where he's slamming on, he's like, like that. She starts laughing.
Yeah.
She puts her head down. She's like, and she says, I left my gloves in your car.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she's like, trying not to laugh. And it's, I would die.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds, I did.
I went home and watched that movie.
Yeah. I'm stuffed.
This is the last week. Yeah. I'm stuffed.
I love that movie.
Yeah. It is great.
It is.
And when they're laughing, so when he pulls up in the old car, when he goes to drop her off towards the end of the movie,
yep.
And they're laughing about stuff, he's really laughing, like they're really laughing.
Yeah, they're dying.
It's awesome, yeah.
She's like,
I peed a little. I know.
She's dying. Just tears in her eyes, like, woo.
I know. It's great.
Amy Smart's a good actress.
Yeah, I haven't seen her. And I was thinking about that, and I'm like, I haven't seen her in a long time.
I haven't seen her in a movie lately.
In a while.
Nope.
I can't remember besides the Butterfly Effect,
yep,
and Just Friends, and I think there was another one that I saw her in, but I haven't seen her in a long time.
Nope. I
wonder whatever happened to her.
I don't know. She's probably around. She probably did. Maybe she retired. Some of them do.
Some of them do a few, and that's it. Ryan Reynolds, though, I'm stuffed.
I'll just drink this water. I'm stuffed.
I know.
Dude, I died.
Do you know
that
what
part.
That would do to my stomach?
Don't worry, little girl. I'll eat this and you eat this.
Don't worry. I'm stuffed. Every time somebody says I'm stuffed, I think that.
Well, there was a time where I was eating with some, I think I was eating with the family. And they're like, I was like, I don't want that. That's going to kill me. And they're like, oh my God, come on. You want to eat it? And I was like, nope, I'll just have this water. I'm stuffed. And then, and they were dying. They're like, you're so stupid, because they knew exactly what I did.
I'll reference that, or I'll reference the other, what is it? Chris Farley.
Yes.
Where he's like, I'll just have a sugar packet or two. The fryers,
I want wingies.
Yeah. And they won't turn fryers on. And she's like, sorry. And he's like, well... anything else I can get for you? I'll just have a sugar packet or two.
That'd be
What's
funny.
Your name? Helen? We're both in sales. Let me tell you why I suck as a salesman.
You see?
Yeah, that whole thing is awesome.
That's the best movie. I love that movie.
Yeah.
Black Sheep was good, too.
Yes, it was.
I loved the whole... There's pudding in my pants.
We didn't have any pudding in there.
We didn't have any pudding in there, buddy. He's like,
I think one of the favorite scenes in that was with the bat, because I think the whole thing was improv.
Yeah.
So he had there was a bat in the corner when they first walk into the cabin, and he's like, "What is that? It looks like a little turkey.
Yeah.
Like it looks like a little turkey sitting on it. Isn't that weird? Like, he's like, oh my God, it touched my thumb.
It touched me. I've got rabies.
And they're trying to get it out. With two pots.
The part I like is when the roof comes off and then all the hail comes out. He's like, I'll take the top bunk.
I got top bunk.
Shut up.
And then he falls at him.
Yeah, he's like, oh.
There's like a hurricane, I don't know, like high winds. Yeah, and pulled the roof right off of that shack.
It was so funny.
Did
you ever see the movie Hot Rod? The kid that's trying to do stunts and stuff like that?
No, I don't think I saw
that. My God, you got to watch that movie, dude. You got to. It's so funny when he's like, dude, he gets all so angry. He's like, I'm so angry. And he's doing like this dance and he's doing all these karate moves, but it's so funny. And then he trips and falls down a hill. And he's like, he gets up, he's like,
I'd probably laugh so hard at that.
It was so funny.
I would laugh.
And there's a part where this kid's dancing and he's going,
yeah.
And the guy keeps pushing him against the truck and he's like, boom, boom. And he's like, stop it. And he just keeps dancing.
Stop it.
Oh my God. It's so
funny. I'm not
funny.
Touching you.
Oh, it was so funny.
As you can see, we like to talk about movies.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's okay because in this hectic life,
yeah,
you got to relax and you got to be able to sit down and watch some movies sometimes. So I guess, you know, by us talking a little bit about the movies that we think are funny, it's a possibility that some of you out there have never seen any of them. And
yeah,
you should take a look at them.
Yeah.
Whether they're horror or comedy or romantical.
That's a love that word, romantical.
Romantical.
Romanticalistic.
For romance.
Yeah.
All right, not to be weird or anything, but like for romance, I do like The Notebook. I'm sorry, but that is an awesome story.
As my wife would say, well, I have a crush on Rachel McAdams.
Of course you do.
And my wife is always like, oh my God, Rachel McAdams, why do we have a crush on her? But anyways.
Because she's cute.
Yeah, and then I like the movie. I mean, I didn't at first. When I finally watched it, I was like, oh, that's a pretty good flick. People are like, it's not a tearjerker for me though, guys. Sorry. But I don't cry. I don't cry at those movies. I can't.
Yeah.
But I mean, the only ones that I would get a little wimpy eyed is like if it's a death of a parent.
Yeah, of course.
I've
yeah.
gone through
you,
it.
You
of course.
You take you yeah.
It's just like, whew, okay, I gotta get up and walk away.
Yeah.
But
I need to go get some Doritos.
It's like I'll be right back. I need some pretzels.
I'm gonna go get some ice cream.
I need some pretzels and dip.
Yeah. And no, it's my allergies. Hold on.
And
I'll
then
be back.
And you know what's funny? Because when women cry, they always lie. They're like, I'm not crying. Just, I love it. It just, you feel bad for them. I was like, what are you talking about? You're crying. No, I'm not. And then the tears just whoosh.
Yeah.
I think the best, I can't remember the name of the movie. I think it was, dang it. What was the name of the movie? There was a movie that I was over my friends. I was a little kid.
Yeah.
I was like,
so it's an old movie.
Yeah. I think it was something Angel. I can't remember. But I was over his house when we were watching. He bawled so bad, like plenty of tears, like crying, like just tears.
Right,
I was like,
right.
Why are you crying? And he's like, you see what happened to him? He loves her so much. I was like, really?
Oh, come
it's
on.
It's fake, man. And he's like, you would cry too. I was like, I have no tears. I'm not crying. It's a movie. He's like, but you don't feel bad for her. I was like,
that's
no,
cute.
Because he said he's coming back. What is wrong with you? Like,
that's cute.
It was so funny. I remember when, what was it?
You don't feel bad for her.
I remember, yeah. He was like, you know, that whole kid thing.
Like 8 years old, yeah. Like living room crying.
I remember my daughter after the end of Napoleon Dynamite when he did the dance and the
yeah,
movie
yeah,
ended.
Yeah.
Bawling. Like,
really?
She was like, why is he gone? I was like, what are you crying for?
It's not,
and
it's not
rewind
even,
it.
It's not even sad.
Yeah,
like,
I rewind it and she's like, oh, there he is.
Oh, and she liked him.
Then ended again. She's like, it's gone again. What do I do? Oh, my God.
That's funny.
It was funny. And she was trying to dance to it. She did this whole cool. She's like, I can do this cool move nobody else can do. And she went, bam. Busted her nose.
Oh, no.
I was like, what happened?
That doesn't sound fun at all.
I was trying to do this cool move that I learned.
Well,
where?
Look at what I can do now.
Look what I
gotta show
look
you.
Look what I can do. You know?
Want to see what I can do? No.
I love the part where he's like sticks his foot out.
No.
She's like, Stuart, stop it.
What did your mother tell you about sliding down the banister?
What did your mother tell you about sliding down the banister?
I want to say. Stupid.
What did your mother tell you about sliding down the banister? We can't do it.
No. We can't. But you should see that. That's pretty
funny.
It's funny.
Yeah, you got to check it out. Stuart from Mad TV. What's his name? What's his name?
I can't remember. He does he does a lot, though. And I think he was in, what is it, The Heat? He was in The Heat.
Yeah. Yep.
He was one of the bad guys.
What was the... Fire Marshal Bill is always going to be my favorite, though.
Flying down the banister. Flying down the banister.
I love that. I love
that. You shouldn't slide down the banister. Because you can injure your cuckoos. That's all what men's got going for him. And that's all that some men got going for him. So, I mean...
It's not bad. But anyway, it's so funny, dude.
You could injure your knees or your elbows.
Yep.
If you hit the thing at the end.
Wham!
Dude, I used to slide down banister, but there wasn't a thing at the end.
No. I remember I did that, and I didn't know the thing wasn't at the end because it broke off, and I went, woof, bam, right on the floor. My mom's like, how'd that feel? I was like,
It was, I'm okay.
No, I lost the whole air.
Oh, the she's air going, came up.
It'll come back. Breathe normal. Yep. I can't breathe.
I know. And it freaks you out, so it makes it worse.
Yeah. You're like, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so bad.
Yeah.
When you lose, when you get an air knocked out of you, you're like, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
Then you finally comes
back. But it
does
come back.
It finally comes back, and you're like,
It's like that scene in Total Recall when they... when they get thrown out of the cave, out of the mountain.
Yeah. His eyes pop out of his head. Yeah. Then all of a sudden it's like, oh, we got air, I'm alive.
Yeah, they start breathing again. Yeah. That's what it feels like.
Yeah, I mean, basically.
That is what it looks like and how it feels.
You feel like, oh, Schwarzenegger, you know?
For real.
Get to the chopper.
That's what I always envision.
But the funny thing about that movie is what I hate. Certain movies where they like somebody's dying and then the guy next to him is in the same position and he's came out the same exact time, he dies faster and this guy's still bleeding,
yeah, like
his
writhing.
Face is cracking, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, everything's okay now, I'm good.
Well, actually, the first guy that came out, he came out first for like a little bit,
yeah,
before they came out, but yeah, they still survived longer,
yeah,
than yeah, he did. But you know what? Good.
It's a movie.
Good.
Good for you.
Good for him.
You're so nice.
He made it to the chopper. We know that.
He made it to the chopper. He made it. Very good.
I went to Raymore and Flanagan.
Yep.
Great place to go. Made great deal. And I remembered that it used to be Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yep.
Right? And so I was looking at the beds, right? And all I could think of is maybe... If I fall asleep on one of these beds.
Be like remote.
I could find, yeah. And they had remotes on the beds for different things. There's like these beds that they come up, you know, yeah, like the tilting
like,
ones. You can move the bed. Some of them have massage modes.
One that swivels because you're old like me and you can get out of it.
These things are crazy the way they make them now. So I just kept thinking about Click.
Yep.
You know, and I was like, it would be so cool if there was a bed. Bed and Bath and Beyond door still in here, but it was Raymore and Flanagan, so it was really weird.
You're like, aww.
But it is a great place to go check out the furniture they have, and there's a lot in stock. So
it's not just asking, like, I know this used to be Bed Bath and Beyond. Is Christopher Walken back there?
No. I'm going to go say hi to Christopher Walken.
So you want a remote? Let me get you a remote. A really good one. It's got to be... $45. Yeah. It's going to make your day a lot better. You're going to love it. I'm telling you.
I haven't seen that movie in a while, but it was a good one.
I didn't like the part where he was dying when he was with the dad. That part bothers me.
No, I know that.
That
was,
bothers
that was
the
rough.
Crap out of me. Where he's like, but it was funny. The parts, there was parts where it was funny when he was like, you know.
Yeah, he's kind of saying goodbye to folks, and then he gets to what's his face, and he's like, eh, but then he was just joking. So
it's almost the top of the hour.
It's almost top of the hour.
I mean, we can play the thing where they say it, but we'll say it because we're cooler because we always do the whole WSBR.
Yes, of course. You're listening to WTBR 89.7 FM Pittsfield and
WSBR 88.1 Lee. Ooh,
thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea. We're not over. We got another half an hour to go, but in like 20 seconds, we're going to play the commercial. You know, just, you know, make you feel better.
It is time for the commercial break. Be back in about, I don't know, 30 seconds or so. Until then, sit tight.
Sit tight. Relax. Goodbye.
The RTA offers training to any person or group new to using the bus system or the process. We have a certified travel trainer that will make the process easier. Our travel trainer will ride the bus with you until you are more comfortable with how everything works. They can teach you about fares, how to read the schedules, how to get on or off the bus, and pedestrian safety. If you are interested in this service, please email traveltraining@berkshirerta.com.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Welcome back to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and WSBR 88.1 Lee. Woohoo!
Okay.
All right, we're back with some stuff.
We're back with some interesting or uninteresting, funny or unfunny stuff.
Like the
just for you.
Like the intro guy said.
Yeah.
If it's not funny, turn off the radio.
He had a good point, though.
Yeah.
He had a good point because I was wondering, if we trip and fall, do animals laugh at us?
I'm wondering.
He's got
donkeys,
me thinking.
Donkeys, maybe.
Like, you never know. I mean, you could. I mean, imagine the birds.
The birds are like,
ha ha.
But anyway.
Imagine just, you know, you're taking a little stroll down the sidewalk. And you know how sometimes the sidewalks are a little bit uneven and you kind of like trip over it, but you catch yourself.
But the stupid thing is you always look behind you.
I don't know
why. It's always like, well, who did that?
I look because I want to know what I tripped on.
Yeah, I know. I do the same thing. I'm like, what the? Oh, yeah, that's
and
pretty high.
Usually if there's nothing there, that's when I'm really curious. Like, how the heck did I just trip? Or have you tripped on your own foot?
Yeah, I've done that.
Hundreds of times, right?
Yep. Walking and I'm like,
and
apparently.
And you still look behind you, don't you?
Yeah, you're like, what? Who tripped me?
You trip on your own foot.
Stupid.
Boy, I really feel dumb right now.
Yeah. It's funny because when you trip people, I'm like, if there's people around, they're always like, ha ha, you fell. Stupid. And then you just look around like, I feel so dumb. And then you hear, bam.
And you turn around and you're like, I know the feeling.
How's it feel? Oh, the bird's laughing at you right now.
That's right. The birds.
That means a laugh. They're laughing.
The birds, the squirrels, the chipmunks. They're all laughing at you.
Squirrels throwing
they're
the
all going to laugh at you.
They're all going to laugh at you. Don't go. They're all going to laugh at you.
I know that, like, horses could.
Yeah.
Elephants could. Elephants have the same emotions as humans.
Mm-hmm.
So if you fall and it's funny, they might just laugh.
Like, hey, that's not
what
funny.
You get.
Yeah.
Little human.
Yeah, let me stomp on you for a minute.
Actually, they might just be like, uh-oh. You know,
here, let me pick you up.
See if you need any help, but that was funny.
I'll only pick you up if you have peanuts.
Yeah, I'll only pick you up if you pet my trunk.
So I see these videos of these little monkeys,
mm-hmm.
and they're so adorable.
The little, like, spider monkeys?
Yeah, the cute ones that are always just
with the cute little white
eating.
Faces.
Yeah.
You know, the one, like, in that movie?
Yeah.
You know, here we go again. Yeah. Talking about movies, but yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, so I see these videos of these monkeys, and I love the way they are.
They're cute.
And my wife's like, I want one so bad. I'm like, the dogs would eat it. I was like, maybe not. Dee Dee probably wouldn't. She'd probably cuddle with it. Momo would probably bark at it for hours. Rawr, rawr. And the monkey would like,
yeah. They're like little humans.
Yeah.
They're funny.
I would dress them up.
They're cute. Yep. I would love to just, you know, go hang out with a few of them.
I've been to, what was it, the New York City Zoo?
Yep.
And there's these cute little monkeys. Like, they're like this big.
The little ones.
They're adorable. And I
like
was
the
one
in Aladdin, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was holding it, and it was just like sitting on my arm, just holding my arm like this and staring up at me.
Oh, it's so cute.
And it was,
innocently.
And it smiled and was like, like that. I was like, oh my God, you're so adorable. Okay, you're probably going to bite my face off.
Okay, that's the stuff that would bring, that like I would tear up at.
Yeah.
Like, you know, little innocent little animals like come up to you and just like, hi, and they cuddle with you. Like they nudge you.
Yeah, he just, it was just holding my arm, my shoulder like this, and it had its head right here. And it looked up at me and it smiled. It was so adorable.
It's like calling a little baby.
Yeah.
Aww. And, see, I love that.
And I went. The lady was like, oh, okay, I'll take the monkey from you. I was like, okay. So I went to, it did not want to leave. Aww. It was holding on to me like this, like grip.
Aww.
And she's like, no, 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 you gotta let go. And like screaming. I was like, I'll hold it for a couple.
It was probably really warm.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, look, he's warm. He's got a beard and stuff.
I actually got to hold a baby koala. That was pretty awesome.
Oh, that must have been so cool.
Oh, I loved it. And I was petting it. And I was like afraid. I was like, is this thing gonna bite my face off?
Yeah.
And she's like, no. I was like, okay. I know chimpanzees will kill you, but how do I know a koala is not going to be like, you know what,
usually,
I've had enough.
So koala bears are usually very aggressive.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact. So yep. You're legitimately, you have a, you know, it's a legit fear that this thing is going to attack you. I would love to shake the hand of a kangaroo, but I would be afraid it would like
kick you right in the face.
Like, no, no. Like I would be afraid that it would like squash my hand. You see the size of them?
They're mean.
I would not want to get into a fight with
them. They're
one.
Evil. Did you see the video of the guy fighting?
Have.
He was like,
yeah. Like, yeah, like boxing.
Yeah, he was like, wham! And that thing was like, all right, you hit me, I'm done.
Yeah, all right, dude, all right.
All right, you got
some, good.
You got some power behind that, that's all right. And let me kick you in the face.
That's a crazy thought, though. Like, the size of them, like, the muscles they have, the definition of how they are built, that's nuts.
Yep, and their feet are so dangerous.
Yes.
Dude. They'll rip you.
They'll kill you.
Oh, yeah, they'll
kill you.
Yep.
They'll hit you, they can hit you so hard in the chest.
Yeah,
it could seriously injure you or kill you. It's
leverage they have with the tail and then the feet. Bam! It's
But they're awesome creatures to learn about.
Oh yeah,
interesting.
Now we're talking about National Geographic.
I know.
First it was movies, now it's National Geographic.
When I was little, National Geographic used to put me to sleep.
Yeah,
but now I'm like, ooh, what are they talking about?
Look at this wild wildebeest walking amongst the people.
I know.
It's like,
it must
shut
have been
up.
The monotone voice in the that the narrator had, but and the of course like the graphics were a little bit different back then when I was younger. So, but now it's like everything's so vibrant, and so bright, and then even the narrator's voice is not as monotone.
Yep.
So, and it's interesting. Because you learn stuff about different animals. It's the same thing with the history, like History Channel and everything.
Yeah,
I couldn't stand history in school, but get older and I'm like all about. I'm like, ooh,
wow!
I didn't know that
they built that out of cheese.
How did they get that there?
But it's Swiss cheese. Where's the holes?
Yeah, but it's interesting stuff. I'll tell you though, I failed my ninth grade biology class. And the reason I failed my ninth grade biology class was because I was so bored that I ended up going. So we had two lunches back then. I ended up skipping that class and going to second lunch. So I never went. And so I had to, embarrassingly, I had to retake my ninth grade biology class in my senior year.
Oh,
so I was, I was a senior in the freshman class. So, but. The thing of it was, is I actually didn't mind. It was embarrassing at first, but I actually didn't mind because once I started going and paying attention, I actually was interested in it. So I passed the class. You have to pass that class in order to graduate. So I ended up going in my senior year, but in my freshman year, I couldn't stand it.
Yeah.
I guess maybe my mind wasn't, mature enough to get involved.
I don't care
in
about
biology.
Your stupid biology.
I was like, I'm not going to that class. I'm going to go to second lunch and hang out with my friends.
I remember when I was in science, and I never got into it.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the guys that we had in Reed Middle School, he was like, all right, who wants to try citric acid? And everyone's all like, I was like, I'll do it. And all these people are like, you're going to die. I was like, do you even know what citric acid is? It's a flavoring. And they're like, no, it's not. And he pours it in my mouth. I was like, dang, that's good. Can I have some more? He's like, absolutely. So he gives me more. And they're like, your insides are going to come out. I was like, do you even know? Oh, God, forget it. And then my teacher's like, okay, all the special need kids in here. I was like, that's mean. That's mean. Like that. He was like, citric acid is exactly what Chuck said. It is a flavoring. It's not it's acid that's going to kill you.
It's not even really a flavoring. It's just an ingredient that is in certain fruits.
And then he had this like jar of hydrochloric acid.
No, you don't want that.
No, he's like, all right, who wants to taste the hydrochloric acid? And I was like, and like two people raised their hand. I was like, you don't want that. And I was like, I'll do it. And he was like, really, Chuck? I was like, give it a shot.
No, don't do it.
Now, speaking of Geographic, National Geographic and The Voice, the person that made me fall asleep all the time when I came home from school was Bob Ross.
Yeah.
His voice was so low, and now you just paint a little happy trees over here in the corner, and you take the barn and put the roof on it, and you put a little brown in there. Let's spackle some white with some blue. Ooh, that looks nice. I was like, gone.
If you wanted to put your kids to sleep for a nap, just put that on, for real.
I remember my dad came home, and he was like, what are you watching? I was like, huh? It's Bob Ross. He's like, you're learning how to paint? No, he makes me fall asleep.
I'm taking a nap.
Yeah, it's so awesome. You should watch it. He would just go click. I'm like, no, I need it on.
We're going to just put a little lake right here.
And this is where I put the bodies. Could you imagine? Like that.
There was a rumor.
Yeah. Everything he drew was where he put the bodies.
Yeah, that was definitely a rumor.
but it's funny. Yeah.
But it is funny.
See the garbage bag over in the corner?
Right underneath this tree.
You know how funny?
That's colored just slightly differently than the other trees. That's where it is.
You know how funny that would be is go to a thrift store and buy all these paintings with like scenery and then like do a funny show like, now this is where I put this body and that body right there. That's my second victim. That would be a funny show.
Yeah, you can't have any emotion in the voice because you're wondering if anybody is actually listening or not.
Yeah.
And then I can see that happening.
And I'm like, that was my favorite one.
That was my favorite.
Mm. Yeah. Sorry I made the bag look a little ripped, but hey, they were peeking out and saying hi. It's like, what in the heck are we watching?
And in this water right here, there's a...
It's now contaminated.
I put some cinder blocks down there.
Sleep with the fishes, I told them. They're going to be like, they're talking about murder.
No,
it's we're just having fun.
Yeah, we're having fun. But that was definitely one of the voices of our time that would put us to sleep.
Oh, I was out, man. And when he had his baby squirrel on half the time, he was like, look, I'm feeding it nuts. Here you go. Run down his shirt and then take off. And then he's like, okay, let's continue.
From what I understand, Bob Ross had an anger issue and a drinking problem before he started doing those shows.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And he found that painting helped him get through all of these things that he was going through, the anger and the drinking. So being angry, and that's why he was drinking. So he had to get rid of the anger problem to stop the drinking, and he started doing the painting. And he found that it helped him. So he thought that he would get on TV to try and help other people, get it, and teach them how to paint.
Now, I think
my grandmother learned some things from him.
I did. I was like, oh, that's cool. Let's make a tree. I love that. Oh.
Yeah, the way
that
they
look at it, and you're like, that doesn't look like a tree.
But the way you could make leaves out of just dotting the. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was cool. But mine didn't look like trees. Mine looked like a bush on fire. It was terrible.
Mine was like a blob.
Yeah.
I was like, that's pretty.
You take it and you just draw the tree trunk right down the middle. And I'm like, like, that looks terrible. And he's like, then you put some white on the side to give it some shadow.
His always came out great, and I look at mine and I'm like, what is this? Am I holding it the wrong way? I painted it.
Get some vibrant white and some Ashioka blue or whatever colors
he
had.
Tulip purple.
Oleander white. I don't remember the colors, man. It was just like, and then you get ocean
salmon pink.
Home Depot orange.
It's not pink, it's salmon.
And what you got to do is you got to get a little of that Walmart yellow and Walmart blue and mix it up. And it makes a dollar.
And then get Teletubby red.
And it makes a Dollar Tree green. It's special.
And Power Ranger pink.
Yeah. it was just the colors, man. I was like, I have never heard of that color. Like, what are you talking about?
Royal blue.
Royal blue. Pen's not red.
It's royal blue. The pen is blue.
Damn, pen is blue.
Oh, man.
So what are you going to do? I don't know. I don't know. Stop breaking the law, man.
Yeah, right?
Except that's not what he said. But anyway. But, you know.
Censor.
Shh. Delay.
So that was from Liar Liar, just so you know.
Yeah. If nobody's seen that movie, you have to watch it.
Jim Carrey.
Like, Yes Man. You got to watch that movie.
Yeah, that was a good one, too.
That was a good one. What was the name of her band?
I can't remember.
Oh, Munchausen by Proxy was the name of her band.
Really?
Yes. And he's like, because she hands up, she's like, I'm in a band. And he's like, yeah, what's your band name? She's like, you'll know in a minute. And then he goes up there and goes, welcome, Munchausen by Proxy. And he's like, what? I was like, all right. I wasn't even expecting. I was like, why? Good why boy. Would you name that like that?
Because people just do what they do. I when I was a teenager, I was in a band called Poop.
Poop.
Yeah.
I was in a band called Puke and Blood.
Yeah, see?
That was even worse.
We only played like one song.
Play your cover. All right. What's your next song? Hang on. Okay, one more. Dude, really?
Isn't it on, I can't remember if it's Saturday Night Live or, I think it's Saturday Night Live. They used to have the couple that came on and they were making an album for Christmas. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
It was just like, there was a couple of songs, but then they just kept doing the same song over and over.
Just see the one where he was like, where Will Ferrell was part of Blue Oyster Cult and he was banging on the tambourine. And he's like, okay, the tambourine's not working. He's like, what are you talking about? I'm banging these tambourines like crazy. He's like, all right, try one more time, but just not. Don't hit him so hard.
I did see that one.
And he's like,
I'm
okay.
Now I'm remembering
and he's
it.
Like, he's just dancing all weird. And he's like, all right, enough. Like that.
I would have loved to see his audition.
Oh, my God, yeah.
It would be awesome. I would love to see his audition.
Yeah, we got to get on Saturday Night Live. Let's do it.
I heard it was really tough.
I know. I read it.
We
I
could
like,
do it, but I heard it was pretty tough.
Yeah. We need characters. What characters can
oh,
you
we
do?
Oh, we have plenty of characters, but...
Oh, yeah.
But the one thing that you've got to be able to do to get on Saturday Night Live is to be able to imitate celebrities. It's one thing they look for. You got to imitate... Yeah. So you could do that.
I could do Christopher Walken, but... I could do maybe Arnold, but I'm not as big as Arnold, but I could do it. I'm little Arnold. I can do this, you know?
Yeah. This is who I am.
Pick things up, put them down.
But yeah, I mean, it's more like they find you.
Yeah,
you can't like go to them and try to audition. They find you. So I mean, the chance is out there.
Come on, guys, we're waiting.
We should just start doing stuff on YouTube.
Yeah, I know.
That's
we gotta
funny.
Do that.
Just
we
run into trees and stuff.
Just go like talk to people in stores.
Yeah,
like. How you doing? I'm Christopher Walken's Walker's son.
I'm Christopher Walken-inson.
I'm Walker-inson. I'm Christopher Walken-inson stuff.
Yeah, there you go.
What's your name? Christopher Walken-inson stuff.
Yep, all the time.
I'm Christopher Trippin. What do you mean? I fall over. That's what I mean. Stop it. Anyway.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Because instead of walking, you're tripping.
Yeah.
Christopher tripping and...
Christopher slipping. It's my brother.
Christopher running?
Yeah, Christopher running. Christopher running
That's
hard.
My cousin.
Christopher running hard. That's Chris. That's my...
Christopher running hard. Christopher tripping and Christopher running.
Could you see Christopher Walken going, I listened to these guys on the radio, and they were making fun of my name.
Is it really your name, sir?
I don't like that.
Yeah, because sometimes they don't use their real names.
No, like stage names, like
yeah.
Comics. I came up with a stage name, but I don't think I could use it.
I wouldn't. I guarantee I know what you're talking about.
It was good. At first, I was like, I'm going to call myself Mace McDoodles.
Why?
I don't know.
Why would you come up
or
with something?
Chandler Binger. Like Bing?
Yeah.
From Friends.
One of the biggest shows in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Early 2000s.
And people still watch it, man. They're like all over.
Because it's good.
I love Big Bang Theory. I just love Sheldon. He's just insane.
Right now, I'm in the middle of watching the X-Files.
Oh, so, are you?
Yeah. I started watching. It's been a long time since I've seen them. And I'll tell you what. It's like, so I remember some of them, but there's a lot I don't.
The show I loved, dude, was, what was it? Quantum Leap.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
It was so
awesome.
We
had to be all
man.
These different people.
Yeah.
I used to think it was great when he ended up in, like, a woman's body. And he had to wear the big, like, sometimes they'd be, like, old women. And he had to wear those big white earrings.
Those pretty sundresses he wore.
Yeah.
Scott Bakula, I'm so sorry.
He'd look in the mirror and he'd be the person, you know, in the mirror, but it's him. It's great. I used to love that show. That was a good
I love
one.
That show, man. That was great, man.
What was his buddy's name there with the?
Oh,
yeah, and he would come and help him if he ran into a problem. I can't remember.
I almost said Pickles.
No, it's definitely that's not
Pickles.
Not it. It's definitely not it. I can't remember.
Dang
but
it! What
he
was
had
his
the
name?
Handheld
Ziggy.
Thing. Ziggy.
Yes.
Well, no, that was the handheld.
Oh, that was
the
handheld thing. What was his name though?
Yeah, I can't remember.
That's gonna drive me nuts now. I'm gonna go home and like
yeah, I'm gonna Google
and
it.
And I'm gonna its name was
Yeah, we're gonna definitely maybe say it next week.
Yeah, we're like, we know his name now, it's Ziggy. If it's not, but we'll never know.
Ziggy was
The handheld thing, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't remember what the dude's name. It's like right at the tip of my tongue and it's driving me insane.
I know.
I watch that show like crazy.
I know that people have seen it, so I know they know what we're talking about.
Yeah. So if you know it, email us.
Yeah.
Yeah, email us. Okay. Huh? Yeah,
or send a message. Send a message on Facebook. Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea. And let us know if you know who it is.
You know what's funny?
Your face.
I know. It is.
It's funny.
It's
looking.
Funny looking. I bought this Bluetooth thing for my car because I'm not cool enough to have a Bluetooth stereo. So I bought this thing, and when it pairs, it goes... paired, and I go, it's paired, see?
It's paired.
Now you can play music, see? You
know?
And I keep saying it to myself in the car, and people think I'm insane. Like, I was sitting at a red light, and I was like, I did it, and I was like, paired. And I was like, paired, see? You're paired, you can play music now, see? Like that, and I look over, and this guy's like, and I'm like,
what's up?
Whoops.
If you were sitting in this seat, you'd be doing the same thing. Paired, yeah. See?
Paired, see? Gonna get that Bugs Bunny, see? Get his carrots. Anyway.
And hunt those wabbits.
I'm gonna hunt a wascoey wabbit.
Oh, man. Well, I'd probably do the same thing, though.
Yeah. It's so dumb. I do it every time it says it.
And they always have funny voices. Like, that one was like, paired.
Yeah.
I heard one once that was like, paired. And I'm like, or it's like, paired.
Paired. What?
You're like, wait.
Like, who does this? I want to know these people.
Or if it takes a minute for it to actually pair and you're like, you forget that you're trying to pair it and then all of a sudden you hear a voice that's like, paired.
That thing scared the bejesus out of me. Because it didn't say anything and I was like, what the heck? I'm driving around like, paired. I was like, the heck?
Shoot. You know, there are some cars now where you can actually make... the blinker sounds into you can like
yeah
download,
hey, you told me that yeah
download any sound to make the blinker sound. Could you imagine the sounds you could do? Like if I got into that car and it was like my friend's car, I would change the sounds on them.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I would change it to something like crazy, like oh yeah, or like or like what if it was like some,
hey baby,
or it was like some celebrity voice. Or like a fart noise.
Yeah, that would be great.
I would die. And then I would have to go for a ride.
Yeah. What
every
the
time,
heck?
Every time you flip the blinker, it would be doing that. So it would be like over and over instead of the...
Yeah.
It would be the noise.
That would be so hilarious, dude.
And it does happen. I think there's TikTok videos of this lady that happened to. And she's like, can someone... And she was like, British... And she's like, can someone help me with my car? It keeps making this. And she had this like straight face. Keeps making this noise. And I can't get it out. And my friend did it to me. And I can't get it out. And then, and it was that. It was actually. She's like, my car farts.
My car is farting. And I don't know what to do with it.
I laugh so hard. Whenever I hear somebody with that accent say stuff like fart.
Fart.
I can't stop laughing because it's such a sophisticated sounding accent to me.
Yeah.
Like I would you don't hear it often and you don't, and I never think that they would say things like that. So when they do and I hear it and I'm like, she said fart. She
said Judy toots.
I feel so immature.
I know. We're both immature. That's for sure.
You know what? Life is too short to not have a little bit of fun sometimes.
Yeah. Come on, man.
It's okay to be immature, but just not. I love it. 100% of the time, just like maybe 90% of the time.
So I was telling you that we might have 3 guests. Actually, I might have 4 now.
Ah, yes. Fill everybody in.
So I'm going to fill everybody in. So I don't know the name of the Brazilian restaurant that's across the street from Bazooka. I can't remember the name. It's like
Espinita.
Yeah, that one. She's going to possibly, she's going to be on the show, but she was nervous when I said, yeah, it's live. She was like, what? So I told So I told the lady at Brazooka, it's live. She was like, I've never been on the radio. I was like, you'll be fine. And then I went to Witch Slapped. You know her.
Danielle.
Yeah. And I told her, and she was like, I would love to be on the radio. I was like, no politics. Anyways. Yep,
that's right.
And then I went to the Wander.
Wander, yes.
Yeah, I went there, got a hold of them, and I said, hey, would love to have you guys on the show. You know, you started a business, and I guess nobody's recognized you, and I'd like to.
Yeah, it would be great.
They were super excited. No, she was like, yeah, give me your information. So I did, and we're going to see.
Hopefully yeah. that pans out well.
Yeah.
Because those are all great businesses. I've had the food from at least Espinita.
Yeah.
I've had the food from there, and it's really good food. So if you have the opportunity to check it out, definitely have some.
Yeah, go to Brazooka's too. They got some good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard. I have not been in Wander yet, but I, you know, given the recent events as well, which I'm sure most people have heard. But,
yeah.
You know, we need to give these guys a little bit of light.
Yeah.
So, and I've seen photos of what inside of Wander
it's
looks
awesome,
like,
man.
And
it's
it looks
great.
Awesome in there.
Yeah.
It looks so inviting and welcoming.
It's so okay. When I went
it looks
up
like
there,
a little cafe. You can just go sit and like hang out with your friends and. They got these cute little tables that you can sit at and just enjoy your time being there. I think there's some books, too.
Yeah, there's books there. There's like, I don't know what the booths are. I'm not sure.
I think was there pastries and.
There's pastries. There's food. It's like there's coffee.
It looks just like a little cafe. It just
but
looks
it's
comforting.
Cool because when you go in there, you immediately feel.
Welcomed.
Yeah. You don't feel like I don't feel like I belong here.
Right. You don't want to go into a place and not feel welcome.
I never feel welcomed in Applebee's. They're like, oh, that fat guy's here. Gonna eat the chicken.
Hurry up. Start the chicken.
Hurry up. See, we don't have any.
And then Witch Slapped. Witch Slapped is you know, they have been getting a little bit of publicity lately for the things that they've been doing for the community.
Yep.
And it would be great to have them on the show just
to love
explain what they've been doing to help.
If they all want to just come in here, we'll talk to every one of them. We have a whole hour.
Yeah, so. That's true. And we got 3 extra chairs.
Yep.
So, you know, but... I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
So we'll have to start planning to get.
I gave them the email and everything, so me and you
perfect.
Can check it. We both have access to it. So.
As for the other one, I'm just waiting on. We do have one special guest that may be coming in the future, and he's got a lot on his itinerary at the moment, so.
Yep.
He's going to get back to me on when is a good time. So
there's a few other small businesses I'm trying to get a hold of. Like there's the plant shop she just started. She had her year anniversary. It's right next to Thistle and Mirth.
Yep. Okay.
Because it used to be part of that. But I want to get a hold of her.
Thistle and Mirth, they have really good pizza.
Yes.
Like pub pizza.
It
is really good.
There's this other one called Thistle and Thorn. That's new.
Oh, man.
Yeah. You're pretty close. Anyway.
That's cutting it close, buddy, but hey.
Cutting it to the point. Anyway.
There are a lot of little small businesses that are in Pittsfield that people just don't even know exist.
Yeah. I want to just get them out there.
Yeah.
I mean, we haven't done that yet, but we can be a comedy show and we can help people too as well.
I know, right?
I'm so helpful.
Why not?
Exactly.
It's good to know. It's good to know that we have these places that we can direct people to go check out, because it just helps our local economy, and we need that. I think we need that.
Yeah.
So
I mean, well, it is a community radio station. We're going out in the community trying to find people to come on the show. Why not?
Yeah.
Get their businesses out there. Let them know. Hey, this is why.
Make it positive. Make it positive.
Yeah. Positive.
We want positivity, right?
Yeah. Diversity exactly. And positivity.
See, we can be funny and we can have a funny show, but we can also be a little bit.
Got to be serious too.
And then, of course, we are immature. So
wait, let's be serious. So this is a radio show. Ease up. Anyway, that's enough. That's as serious as I get.
Me not talking is serious.
Yeah. See, if we could do the funny voices, like the deep voices, like we're serious. Well, our time is up. We got like 10 seconds. So we wanted to thank you for joining the show. We appreciate it. And we will see you next Wednesday, 3:30.
And just like that, folks, we've reached the end of another World and Wacky episode of Not Your Cup of Tea. If you've laughed, snorted, or possibly frightened your cat with your outbursts, our job here is done. A huge thank you to all our fearless listeners for riding out this roller coaster of unscripted chaos with us today. You guys are like the fearless sidekicks in our silly superhero saga, always ready for the next ridiculous adventure. And to you delicate snowflakes still hanging in there, we appreciate the bravery it took to stick around. You may want to remember that not all heroes wear capes. Some just tune in to unpredictable radio shows to feel alive. If you enjoyed our ramblings and want more, come back next week. We promise more laughs, more tangents, and definitely more questioning of life's greatest mysteries, like why we never see baby pigeons. Seriously? Where are they? So until next time, keep that sense of humor alive, and remember, life's too short for boring conversations. Thanks for tuning in to Not Your Cup of Tea, and if you need us, we'll be here, plotting the next episode of Absurdity. You just never know. We may have guests. I know, right? Us having guests. Anyways, have a fantastic day, everyone.